It has taken them some time to become acclimated, not only with the team, but the code. That's why we had to take a bit of a break during 2-5, or excuse me, 2-3 to 2-4, in order to get them caught up. What else do we have here? With that, I tried to poll the community earlier this week and get some feedback as to their expectations of 2-4. While I had some ideas as to what to expect, such as bug fixes and tweaks, there were a few surprises. Many of the comments that we did receive centered around that we've had here since release of 2, how they wanted a hit version of Ares. We will allow for more precise and accurate hit detection. Many questions still surround the newly tweaked SPAS 12. Garm2K from the forums believes that there's a lot of SPAS users and they start looking for another secondary weapon, mainly because they're using SPAS at a medium distance, and at the moment, most of the skilled players will continue to use it. It's going to be a great close combat weapon, but anything outside of that, it's going to be pretty much useless. Still others are glad to see the gamers would not be able to snipe with a shotgun. And seem to do very well in our testing, and we look forward to many gamers probably changing their secondary weapons due to that. And we do know many gamers are expecting lag bombs to be dropped with the implementation of smoke grenades. Yet gamers are hopeful that this will turn into another tactical item. Some commented how the smoke grenades would be awesome and they'll be very useful. So far in our testing, it has revealed nothing that's really knocked us back, thinking that these will cause any sort of problem once on a server, even if we have four or five of them going off. So we look forward to that here. And I know you guys have seen many screenshots of it. Hang on, they're coming. We'll get them to you here. Some of the changes we've had in Beta 2.4 come out of the README, which was done by Dr. 8 and 27, two of the coders on the team. As of today, we are quite confident that this is the best build to date. Too late change is usually not only an exciting time, but quite busy as we look to introduce the new build to the gaming community. There are many updates, changes, and tweaks. We can group these changes into three categories, those being features, modifications, bugs. And on Sunday night when we announced our release date, we actually ran through these, and I'll do the same thing right after we hear from the Toad's back slider. I need a break. Yeah, little toadies here, Urban Radio. I'm Oswald back with you. As I just put in the channel, we are having a little bit of the mirrors we used to broadcast on, but hopefully some of you will download this and listen to it after the fact. So we will keep on going here, and I'll just finish up the show and get the FTP sites at you, because that's what you really came here for. Some of the new leggy smoke grenades, laser scope, which will show up in water, fog, and smoke, a new laser sight dot effect, a new instant arm mode for the hand grenades. Snipers are now a bit inaccurate when unzoomed. We have locked and limited a number of potential cheat CVARs. You can now save a teammate by smothering a grenade. Just basically crouch on it as they go off, and you'll take and teammates will be set. Improved blood effects. We have implemented a Quake 2-style CTF scoring system. We added a new medic icon. And we've also updated the interface for selecting team skins. They're now assigned depending on which team you join. Some of the modifications, we've increased the duration on flash grenade effect. We've decreased the spaz damage and effective range. We've increased the spread over distance on the M4. As I just alluded to a bit ago, we reduced the effect of crouching on grenades. Now, improved impact. CTF was reporting incorrect team flag being returned. We have changed new sounds for when the flag is taken and when it's returned. Chopper in the map Sands from Energizer is now a smooth ride. Fixed the bug that causes problems with kicking. We've improved knifed hit detection. Ares has improved accuracy in hit detection. Netcode for netcode in general has been tweaked. We fixed team. We've taken out the exploit for team bandaging. We've also taken out the reload exploit that many were using, which sort of became known as the HK69 exploit. We've also with the 999 on their net connection. They're no longer removed. If you can't pick them up, they will remain on the ground. Fixed the 1.31 point release intermittent freezing bug. We have not had that in beta 2.4. We have made team survivor points a bit more random. Fixed a small bug that was preventing item changes after respawn on some maps. And finally prevented player corpses from kicking live ones. As I said, those are changes we have. There are some more. I seem to get a majority of things here, which we will put. That was Swim. No, not Mom. I am Oswald, the 2.4 release. As I can see, we are still having a few issues here with the servers. Still looks like we have a good listening crowd and damn near 800 in our channel, which is just amazing. Props to all those who have joined and are checking it out. As it is not individual, but the team in general, in just a few minutes, I will pass on a few beta 2.4 and some of their with some of their comments, expectations, and things like that. You will hear the likes of Blade Killer, Sweet Nuts, Dr. 8, Crazy Butcher. I believe Barbecue will make an appearance sometime. And,
okay, so Oz wanted me to talk about some of the things that are going to be in beta 2.4. Look through a few of the points that I've got down here. Really, there's only two things that I wanted to talk about. The first one's grenades and what we've done to modify them. And the second, so with the grenades, we've done a couple of things. First of all, when you crouch, it's not going to get you out of as much damage. It used to be that when you crouched in a grenade, you got out of about 80% of the damage, which is probably way too high. reduce that down to only 20% of damage. So really, unless it isn't going to save you from a nearby grenade explosion. Another thing with grenades is we've put in an instant arm mode. You use it like a normal weapon mode when you're holding a grenade. What you normally with a grenade when you start until you release what they call the spoon on the grenade, which is the metal flip thing on it. What we've done is give you the ability, by setting this mode, to release the metal flip thing while still holding the grenade. That means is that the timer starts going off, and you've basically got about 3 seconds to get rid of it. Hold it for too long, it'll go off in your hand. The good thing about this is it allows you to time a grenade. So if you know there's someone crouching, then you can hold the grenade for a couple seconds, throw it, and let it go off right as soon as the grenade gets to the person you're aiming at. So this has also introduced, made the grenades a lot easy to hit people with. But one of the things we've introduced is less damage that goes off in the air. So just up to your head rather than if it goes off on the ground. Mind you, it'll still do a fair bit of damage, so really a good idea to run if someone's chucking at you. So instant arm is a pretty cool extra feature. The main other feature with the grenades is that you can now crouch over a grenade, directly over a grenade, to smother it. What this does is it basically takes on the effects. The other day I came across a page which went through all the medals of honour that were awarded during the Vietnam War. It turns out that an awful lot of medals of honour were awarded posthumously to people who threw themselves on grenades. So it felt to me like it was actually not such a silly thing to put in to urban terror. So yes, over a grenade when the grenade shot, but it will mean that grenade. So it spawned or something like that. That's a great way to buy the billet. Okay, that's the main thing with the grenades. The other thing was the console variables, or CVARs, a lot of time. Effectively, what we've done with the CVARs is we've said, if you try to change a CVAR to a value between certain preset values, players could set gamma up really high in beta 2.3 and before, in order to see shadows or in dark areas on the map. This really tends to increase the map. So in kind of like night vision goggles. What we did is we've locked gamma to between the values of 1 and 1.5. People is, if you've got your gamma set to 1.7 or 1.8, then urban terror is going to look darker when you start it up for the first time. You may find it smart to knock things back. For example, we've knocked back the maximum pick MIP you can use. Some people had that particular CVAR set down really, really high, so that what they could do is have faster frame rates, but end up with really, really basically ugly maps, and maps that, because they've lost all their detail, can be easy to see people through. So, although you can still see major things I wanted, I'm sure there are going to be some concerns and things that go on with this next release, as they're always in release. Generally speaking, I think people are going to, because we've really fixed a lot of bugs, things that the community were concerned. I apologise that it's taken so long, but life has a habit of getting in the way of these things. I hope you enjoy it. We've certainly put a lot of time and effort into it.
Hopefully the expectation across the board, people just want kind of a tighter game overall. To help me out with talking a little bit more about what we've done in 2.4 and the expectations, I thought I'd bring in one of our quality assurance guys.
I'm Detective John Kimball.
So, John, do you think we've done a good job in eliminating bugs in version 2.4? I mean, I know we eliminated about 200 of them. Yes or no, it plays so much better than 2.3 in every aspect. There's only this one little thing that could be a little bit... Well, with each new version of Urban Terror, it seems letting people this time, after people are going to have a better computer for 2.4 now. I mean, it's just going to up the... So what do you think you'll need? Have something similar.
I look forward to most in 2.4 is the... new netcode and the fixes. It's really nice to be able to what I'm aiming at. It's going to take a little bit of time to get used to the difference of hitting the. A lot of people might find that it takes just a little bit of getting used to, but most of our QA have just love it. It doesn't matter whether they're high ping, medium ping, affect the gameplay anymore. When your crosshair, or it's over your target, unless, of course, you're too far away from your target with a weapon that has some spread. That's going to affect that. But it's a great big thanks to the QA team, the Pit Clan, for coming in and helping us test this. They have all put in 100% and been a great help. Thank you very much. We couldn't do it without all you guys. I think the community is going to just love it. I'm really hoping they will. I think the new skins will really make a big difference. I played tonight. A few of us played tonight without armbands, and it was easy to tell the other team. There was never a problem. Even in the dark, I could tell. Maybe because I was blue playing against red, I don't know, but it was really neat. That's the first time I've tried it without the armbands, and I like it better. I don't think I'm going to use armbands anymore. I really like the new sounds for CTF. CTF scoring is really nice, but I find the sounds help me know when the flag has been returned, when it's been captured, and when somebody's stolen it. Barbecue's done a great job. And the new Rommel, I think, is going to be very popular. It's a great map, and it's incredible. You're not going to believe what Barbecue's done with Rommel. You're just not going to believe it till you see it. I think that's going to be the big surprise for the community in this release, is Rommel. And I hope everybody really enjoys it. I think you will. Can't wait until we all get to meet on a server. Bye.
And that was Blade Killer. Before that, we had Sweet Nuts with Detective John Kimble. Some of you may know him. And we started off this segment with Dr. 8, our coder. We have a special guest who decided to check out Beta 2.4. I don't believe he needs any introduction, so I'll just let him run his mouth on what he thinks about Beta 2.4.
You see, President Lucas said that you need to be working on the movies. They say I want to come over there and take your video games away from you, and I say, the hell you are!
It was Mr. Arnold Schwarzenegger. He thanked him for his comments on that, and unfortunately, so her character.
Oswald, I have no idea what to say.
And yes, that is a coder talking. That was Thaddeus. Thaddeus, thanks for that, and we'll see you coding for Beta 3. And finally, we're going to hear from Crazy Butcher, our animator who lives in Germany. So this is what Crazy Butcher looks forward to in Beta 2.4.
2.4 will be a nice final version of the 2.x series. The coders have been working pretty hard to squish all much more smooth. Really much more fun. 2.4 is much more polished, feels simply much better. And the coders, the art crew, and the mappers, especially Barbecue, who has been working really, really hard on Rommel, did a very good job on it. And the dreaming 4.3 null already started, and I think it will be pretty damn good.
And that was Crazy Butcher. And as I said, those are just some of the comments from some of us on the development team who have spent the last few months working on it. And I'd like to thank them for all their time again. With that, we're going to get into a little sexy boulevard. This is the song Girl.
I was standing at the beach, waxing down my body, but I had to take a tinkle, so I went to the party. But I saw you standing there, playing with your hair.
Yeah. Okay.
We're hot, so I'm moving. Oh, baby, ready or not? I said you're a fine cutie.
Yeah.
I know.
Girl, 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 girl. Girl, you're a girl, 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 you're a girl, 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 you're a girl, 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 girl,
little sexy boulevard. That was Thaddeus, a.k.a. Dave, and the boys singing Girl. Time to give you guys what you've for and been so patient here the last 5 months. It is time to distribute the Beta 2.4 files. and to get your ass on a server. It could be slow. It could be frustrating waiting in line. Actually, you won't have to wait in line because I did not upload these yet to File Planet and 3D Downloads. I think we'll be just fine, but I will be doing that as they will be alternate servers. Later on, two versions. We're releasing a Beta 2.4 full zip, which runs 150 megabytes if you've never installed the game. And we're also releasing a trade zip, which runs 20. Both basically contain the same thing. The full version contains packs 0 through pack 2, which are, actually takes you up to Beta 2.3. So you'll need to get one of the two, depending on what you have or what you don't have.
Good evening. Tom Brokaw, the Nightly News, reporting live this evening from Enter the Game on IRC Internet. The focus tonight, Urban Terror Beta 2.4. As many of you know, it is just minutes away from an official release by the Silicon Ice Dissipation, and high hopes have been encircling this release for quite some time now. The question now, of course, can it live up to the expectations of this rather large community of devoted game players? We'll find out the answer to that question after the actual release. Tune in later this evening for more up-to-date coverage on this incredibly fascinating phenomenon.
All right, we're back, and actually I'm just going through right now, and I am updating the sites where you can get it. You will be able to find it on the website here momentarily. As I said, there are about 13 mirrors that we are sticking up, and you will be able to get one of the two files from there. I'll be right back, and I will say one more word on this. We'll finish it up, and I'll get you guys on to the servers. And that was from Lord of the Rings, and that was for Blade Killer, concerning hobbits. And as I just put in the Urban Terror channel, pound Urban Terror, we do have all the links up now for Beta 2.4. We have about 13 sites listed there. Feel free to go and pull the mod from one of those sites and get your ass to a server. Now's the time, and we're thankful that we had such a wonderful turnout today. I don't think anybody really expected to have this many people in not only in the dev channel but in the channel but listening in. This is recorded, so if you want to check it out later, you can. It's basically the same information that I just read if you heard it. And remember, before submitting any bugs, please open and read the README text file that we've included, along with including the changes in 2.4. We are going to post some information later on about known issues. If you encounter any problems, we ask that you check the FAQ. and the updated manual. Both contain answers to many of the questions pertaining to the mod. If you do need help with anything, feel free to idle and pound a Urban Terror or ask one of the appropriate and post that in one of the appropriate sections, as we will be going hard on the forums here the next few days as the release gets out to the community. And as we said once before, please be patient, and we will answer most of all the questions. Welcome to Beta 2.4, and we look forward to talking to you next week and giving out some information as to how the release went and what we're looking at. I'm Oswald. This is Urban Radio. We will see you next week.
It's over? All right. Well, Oz will be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.